Dear friends, thank you for joining us again this week. In this Thursday's evening practice, we are going into our learning lab for Gnostic practical applications. And we're going into the practice with the mantra Ephraim. This is one of those very, very powerful mantras, just like all the other mantras that we share here with you. And this mantra in particular, Master Samael refers to it as the mantra that can help restore, rejuvenate, reincorporate the powers into our own cosmic Christos. This means that this particular mantra is a very powerful one to restore certain abilities within our astral body. And let's go ahead and take part of this practice, because this is something that we certainly need to learn how to do. You know, we are facing on a constant basis so many misleading messages when it comes to astral travel and the astral body. You know, all it takes is just a handful of searches here and there, and we will find drinks that are meant to help you unfold in your astral body, or certain practices, and it gets confusing. But more so because there are many people out there who are consistently planting fear in people about unfolding in their astral body. There are people who would say that it's dangerous, and it is not. We all unfold in our astral body regardless of sex, creed, religion, political preferences. It does not matter if you are an atheist or if you are a practitioner of the Muslim tradition, or if you practice Buddhism, or you are a practitioner of the Hindi tradition. Whether you're Catholic or Protestant, it does not matter. Every time that we allow our physical body to rest, we unfold in our astral body. And we move freely within this fifth dimension. The problem is that we are doing it unconsciously. And there is really no danger in awakening our consciousness as we're doing this. There is actually no danger in unfolding in our astral body and roaming in that fifth dimension consciously. There's no danger at all. You know, if you're driving your car and you make an effort to drive your car consciously, you're going to be avoiding accidents. You will find routes that are more efficient and shorter. You will have a very pleasant drive. If we make an effort to consume our food and eat our meals consciously, then it would be so much better, because then we can absorb the nutrients and the amino acids and the proteins and everything else. So much better. So if we're going to eat, we eat. If we're going to get dressed, we get dressed. The message is that we need to make an effort to do these things consciously. And if we make an effort to unfold consciously in our astral body, to be conscious when we are within our astral body roaming in the fifth dimension, then that is a good thing. Because we are not going to be roaming around as if we were sleepwalking. We're not going to be roaming around the fifth dimension being a victim of the projections of our own desires, of our own fears, and everything else that is inhumane and is captured within the ego itself. There are others who try to instill fear when it comes to astral unfoldment. And they will say, yeah, but what about what is happening in that lower region in the astral plane? Aren't there ghosts and the souls of the of deceased ones and demons and all these things? Look, if that were something worthy of worrying, perhaps you should have been worrying about this long, long ago. Because from the moment that you were born, you have been unfolding in your astral body. And the thing is that in our condition right now, being as degenerated as we are, it is our desires and our fears and all of these things, the ones that are projecting us, into all of these distinct areas of the astral plane. So there really should be no fear. Our goal is to be able to do this consciously so that we can present ourselves at the footsteps of the temples, so that we can ask to receive the teaching directly from the great masters of universal wisdom, so that we can come back into our physical body with all of these memories. So to unfold in our astral body, we can practice this mantra, and the mantra Ephraim is certainly going to help us. But we also have to make some changes in our life as well. Because if we would like to bring some harmony and awaken the faculties of our chakras so that we can unfold in our astral body, and if we're trying to do that by chanting mantras, then we cannot expect to sit down or lay down for 5 or 10 minutes and chant mantras and expect everything to start working phenomenally and for results to start manifesting immediately. If we are degenerated, and if we have behaved ourselves into the poor condition that we are today, we have to anticipate that it's going to take us some significant effort to be able to start restoring all of these faculties and restoring all of these powers. And that is particularly true for our laryngeal chakra, which is the chakra in our throat, because that chakra is also a creative sexual organ. So if we're constantly using the power of our word to lie, if we're using it to accuse others, if we are using it to argue, to be constantly quarreling and combative, then we can expect that when we're going to be chanting these mantras, that these mantras are not going to be as effective as if we were being careful with the use of our creative word. Hopefully this makes good sense. So speaking about the chakras and the mantra Ephraim, how is it that this mantra influences the chakras? Well, it influences all of the critical key chakras of the astral body. Because the letter E, that we pronounce E, it enables the vibration of the chakra Vishuddha, which is the chakra of the throat. The letter P and the letter H, they combine themselves in a very interesting way, because the letter P strikes the H, and the H is pronounced like an exhalation. Listen to that. And that is the manifestation of the breath of life within our own selves. That letter H is the very mantra of the elemental deva, of the element of air, that great master, Ehekatl, that great master, Parvati. That is the mantra that puts into activity all of the sylphs that exist within our atomic constitution. The mantra Ra, that ancient Egyptian mantra, Ra, it enables the vibration of the blood, but it also allows for the vibration of the chakras that exist within our lungs. These are the chakras that allow us to see our past lives. And that is important because when we are in the astral plane, it is in that plane called eternity, where the past and the future unite themselves in a constant present. And when we can unfold consciously into the astral plane, not only we can go and investigate events that happened already in the past, but we can see what is already laid out in the immediate future. Because there is a destiny for each and every one of us, but we must know that that destiny is not fixed, except for the karma that we're already paying. If while we're here, we're making good use of our creative word, if we are working on the elimination of our psychological aggregates, if we're working on that second birth that comes from water and spirit, then we have the opportunity of also sacrificing for others and allowing a superior law to wash away an inferior law and modify upcoming events and do business with the archons of karma and having cosmic capital, then we can be successful in those businesses. Finally, the mantra Im, very powerful, because the letter I allows for the vibration of the chakras of the head, the chakra Ajna, which is located right in between the eyes, and the chakra Sahasrara, which is the one on our very crown, that chakra that is known as the threshold or the door of Brahma. It is known as the door of Brahmarandra. And it is through that particular door that our astral body leaves the physical body. And by working with that chakra and bringing harmony into it, it enables that unfolding to happen so much more naturally. Ultimately, the letter M allows for the vibration of our creative waters. And it gives us a chance to make use of that very own creative power. And with every breath that we take, we can then move those solar and those lunar atoms across our semi-ethereal, semi-physical constitution and slowly bring of that creative power all the way up to our own brain. So the mantra Ephraim, it helps to bring harmonious vibration into our laryngeal chakra, into the chakras of our lungs, the chakras in our head, and then the vibration of our own creative organs where that powerful creative liquid that exists in each and every one of us can then become well magnetized and very well electrified. This is why this mantra is so important. This is why this mantra is so powerful, because it activates all of the powers of our astral body. Again, we are seeking for the opportunity to unfold, leave our physical body resting in bed, and move consciously within the astral plane. Now that letter H, the letter H in the mantra Ephraim has a very peculiar power. It is a very powerful mantra, not only because it is the mantra that is used to work with the sylphs and nereids of our atomic air. This is the mantra that enables movement. This is the mantra that enables vibration. But also, this is Aleph. This is the breath of life. This is the name of God. It has been said many times that when the Spanish priests arrived into the New World and they were able to face the Aztec priests, they asked them, "What is the name of your God?" And those very wise Aztec priests, their answer was a deep inhalation and the closing of their eyes, and then an exhalation to express the name of God as the breath of life, as that impulse of life that gives life itself to every atom and every particle and every molecule, just like every planet and every sun and every galaxy and every universe that exists within creation. Those Aztec masters closed their eyes and pronounced the sacred name. And that is the very same invocation that we are putting into practice when we exercise this mantra. So let's go ahead and let's go into our practice. We will invite you, if you have the opportunity to lay down on your back. If you can turn off the light in your room so that you can minimize all of those distractions that come through the physical senses, by all means, go ahead and do that. If you happen to have some classical music playing in the background, make sure that it is not too loud, but that it is also not too low. It is just enough to stimulate your superior emotional center. Let's go ahead and lay down. And for those of you who can't, let's take advantage of sitting down comfortably and then learning how to chant this mantra so that we can make use of it every day for 15 or 20 or 30 minutes, perhaps an hour, to help bring harmony into the vibration of these magnetic centers that exist within the astral body. When we are chanting this mantra, we invite you to dedicate a complete breath to each one of the syllables. Some of you will try to verbalize it in a single breath, and that is okay as well. We're inviting you to consume a whole exhalation in every syllable so that you can extend that vibration in that particular magnetic center for as long as possible. Give yourself a brief pause. Inhale. Give yourself a brief pause and then chant the next one. This mantra is meant to sound, please pay close attention, something like this. This is how we're going to chant it. So if you're sitting down, let's go ahead and close our eyes. Let's leave our feet flat on the floor. If you're laying flat on your bed, extend your legs. Allow your arms to rest comfortably on your sides. And closing our eyes, let's take a deep breath in. One, two, one. Two. One. Two. Let's use our objective imagination to see that our body is populated by an infinite amount of gnomes. Little gnomes and pygmies with their long beards, their long hair. And let's see them walking one at a time out the soles of our feet. And as you see them walk out, feel immediately the relaxation on your feet and your ankles. Continue breathing naturally and without making any efforts. And see that relaxation reach your calves, your knees, all the way up to your thighs. We continue observing these little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet. And we feel the relaxation in our thighs, reaching our buttocks, relaxing our creative organs. And we bring that relaxation into our belly, Allow your belly to rise and fall naturally as you breathe. But as we do this consciously, we do not lose sight of those little gnomes that are walking out the soles of our feet. And we feel that relaxation in our internal organs. And we feel that relaxation in our stomach, in our lungs, and in our heart. All the way up to our shoulders and our back. As you make yourself ready to chant this mantra, know that this is a mantra that you can chant as a whisper. Or perhaps you can use your silent word. You can recite it within your mind in silence. But you can also chant it out loud. And we continue breathing effortlessly and observing these gnomes walking out the soles of our feet. We feel our shoulders and our elbows relaxing, and that relaxation reaching our wrists, our hands, all the way out to the tips of our fingers. We relax our neck. And we relax the muscles of our jaw and our tongue. Relax your lips, your cheeks. Relax your eyes and your eyebrows. Relax the muscles of your forehead. Relax your ears. And relax your scalp. Take a deep breath and enjoy this subtle vibration that inundates the physical body. But do not identify with it. We say, Father of mine, God of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my internal God, we ask of your guidance. We ask of your protection. We ask of your illumination. Help us through the great power of this mantra. Bring harmony into the chakras of our astral body, so that we may unfold consciously as our physical body rests, and that our consciousness can receive the teaching directly from the lips of the great masters. We ask of this in the name of the Christ, by the power of Christ, by the love of Christ. So be it. Very well. So there you have it. That is the practice of the mantra Ephraim. And we invite you to practice this every day and every moment that it is possible for you. You can do this in the morning, at noontime, during your afternoon nap, even before going to sleep. The important thing is that you put it into practice and that you start bringing, through the power of these creative words, harmony into those magnetic centers of your astral body. Dear friends, the bibliography for this work has been from Master Samael's book called The Seven Words. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Have a phenomenal week, and may all beings be happy.